My name is Leslie Cariaga, L-E-S-L-I-E-C-A-R-I-A-G-A. I am recording an interview with
Crystal Villalobos
from
San Benito, Texas.
The date is September 9th, 2023, and we are conducting this interview at the John E. Conner Museum at Texas A&M University Kingsville as part of the university's 2023 Tamalada Festival. Okay, so my first question is, what do tamales mean for you? What do they represent?
They represent having family around, tradition, year after year making tamales with my grandma growing up as a kid, later on making them with my mom and my sisters.
You mentioned making them with your grandma and your sisters and your mom. What is some like little memories that pop out at you when you think of those times?
When I grew up with my grandma making tamales every year, she would be so excited each year to make tamales to give out to her son and her daughter and her grandkids, and she would give them to everybody and freeze them away for the year.
What was that process like?
Time consuming, but fun, because it was full of laughter, learning experience for everybody, and just a lot of fun. Spending time with my grandma and then with my mom and my sisters is a lot of fun.
So how long did that process usually take?
Oh, it takes like a whole day.
Did she use any type of tools or any type of grinders or anything like that?
Just her hands. No special tools. When we started making them with my mom, we would use the little scraper to put the masa on the...
Okay, so how do you like to eat your tamales?
With ranch and salad.
Really?
Yeah. And tomatoes.
Is there a particular person that you associate with tamales or people?
My family and our culture and our heritage.
So, do you want to make tamales? Do you want to carry on that tradition with you?
Yes, I do. I do. I have a 1-year-old now, and I want her to be a part of that tradition.
Do you have any tips for her when she gets older, maybe?
Just learn. Learn as much as she can from all her elders. They all know how to make good tamales.
What are your favorite kinds of tamales?
Chicken and cheese, bean tamal. That's like the most comforting to me, the bean tamales. Because as a kid, that's what my grandma used to make for me.
What's like the weirdest tamales that you ever seen?
You know, I've seen people make them out of corn tamales. And I've never tried them, but they look good. It's just interesting to me.
Like the filling is corn?
Uh-huh, the filling is corn. Mm. And you use the corn husk to make the tamal.
What do you want your daughter to kind of carry on? Because you talk about like family traditions and like having those special memories. What is like a value or a memory that you want your daughter to gain from learning how to make tamales?
Knowing that this is a family tradition and that you get to look forward to the next year making them with your families and your grandma and your mom and just a family tradition. So when she's my age and she looks back, she could have these memories too.
Are there any tamales that you've heard of that maybe sound a little foreign to you but you want to try?
The corn tamales? not any that I could think of.
Have you heard of like sweet tamales? Would you like be open to trying those?
Yeah, those sound pretty good.
Because I've been interviewing people today and some of them talked about like pineapple tamales and
things
like that. And a lot of people put raisins in their tamales too.
Oh, I have heard of that. Raisins with their filling.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are there any other like special feelings or maybe like 1 year or holiday that you have like this specific memory of making tamales or something you know, crazy happened or something weird happened?
We made tamales in San Antonio, my sisters and me, with their grandma. And that's the time where she taught us how to make the way she made beans. And we had never made the beans like how she made them, and we learned. And now I make my beans the same way. So that's a memory because of making tamales.
Are there any other things that you would like to share about making tamales, or maybe anything about the memories of the people?
I just love our heritage, the way we come from, and that we get to share this with everybody. That we may not make them every year, but the memories that we do make, the years that we make them, they're good memories to keep forever.
Well, thank you so much for your interview. I enjoy talking to you and learning about your family and your history. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.